I'd like to introduce our Baal Matzmid, who not only knew the Rosh Yeshiva intimately, was close as a family member also to the Rosh Yeshiva, and we're Zoicha Baruch Hashem to have him with us here today to say Divrei Chizuk V'Zayirus.
Really, I'll cover that table. I should really be standing, but I have a problem. It's hard for me to stand, so I'm asking the chila that comes out. So I'm sitting. It's just like I'm standing. I look at the bochum over here, then I look at the Rosh Yeshiva Bisol Apelbaum, Sholim, Nevis Mamas, Talmidim of Torah. Mamas, I have a lot of nachas, especially from Yisrael. So, even sitting in the Yibes Medis learning, nice guy, and he had a tremendous rosin. You know, the limud from Yisrael Apelbaum, that alone is enough right there. But you should know the Rosh Yeshiva, that's how his Messias Nefesh, he was Zeche, a lot of people were not Zeche. As Sholem mentioned, he started very late. Bemis, he was like a regular Bochan on the east side, comes out with all the Mishigashim of America, but Bemis, he built himself up. Chazal say, Mayat Kilozo Sevi Akiva. The Akiva started late. He started very late. What do you do when he started very late? And how you learn? Chazal say two things he had. He says, the Rotsa, he wants to come to like there's a mountain. And he wants to take this mountain and throw it into the ocean. And he's digging shovel after shovel to throw it into the ocean. It'll take millions of years to throw it into the ocean. But his Rotsan was so strong, comes out to throw it into the ocean. But the Maisa, a person has tremendous Shaifas. A lot of people are broken with that. They try all the Shaifas, and they see they're not successful, and they give up. Rabbi Akiva had another Maila. On every success, whatever success he did, he was happy. A person has to know these two things. You have to have a tremendous Shaifa, and also be happy with every blood Gemara. Every Omid Gemara, that's how you should be happy. You should know, Chazal say, Achim v'espeda, the Hocha Ka'imna. The ear said that he should be Achim. When you make a hesped, say it with warmth, the Hocha Ka'imna. There's many pshatim on that, the Hocha Ka'imna. I'll be there. Not that I'll be there. Some people learn pshat, Hocha Ka'imna means that a person on this world, he's a hoylech. He climbs higher and higher. The next world, he's a oymed. Whatever he succeeded in this world, that's his madregel oylem haba. His madregel oylem haba. So, if a person wants to oylem haba, he wants to climb, how does he do it? The eighth is either through his children or through his talmidim. He has talmidim, chazalzon, bro karadabuam. A son is like a car, like a knee of the father. The knee elevates and lowers the person. Elevates and lowers. The same thing, you know, a Talmud, if he learns Torah, you should know, because of his chus, comes out of his Rebbe, he can be malad Rosh Yeshiva l'olam haba. Unbelievable. The Rosh Yeshiva comes out from how much he accomplished in this world. Overcome, in the next world, he's a oymed. So it comes out, he said to the Pshal Shmuel Bashilis, Achim Vesbedom, when you're making a hesped, it should say it with warmth. It's like people should come and be inspired by it. Why the Hocha Ka'imnam? Over there, I'm Ka'imnam. I'm stationary. I need some help over there. Until now, we had Rosh Yeshiva helped us. Now comes out, now we have to help the Rosh Yeshiva. And if we help the Rosh Yeshiva, you should know, it's brought on the Svarim HaKadoshim, a very good thing, that if a person comes out, it doesn't follow the footsteps of Rosh Yeshiva, his neshoma becomes dovuk to the Talmud. At kerikach. The kerich of Rosh Yeshiva, his kerich is tremendous. It had tremendous kerich. B'chayav, he had tremendous kerich. Even though, and G'dori Chazalsam, G'dori B'mitzosam, Yosef comes out, B'tzemimichayahem. It comes out, his godless is godless. And Ben Mishishano, we need a lot of help. There's a lot of Talmidim here, which comes, they feel they'll never be, never successful. Abba comes out, if the Rashi will give us help, with his koyach, which he has, comes out with Messias Nevis, which he has for Torah. He had tremendous Messias Nevis for Torah. Unbelievable. I remember when he came, he had Kalachachila, that the show mentioned, first he was a Chofetz Chaim, and then he opened up in Bensonhurst, the yeshiva. Then he came over to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Diskin. People don't know the years that we were, that the yeshiva was in Diskin. You were in Diskin?
No.
I never in Diskin. You were not Zeka. Yeah. Whoever was in Diskin was Zeka. Was Zeka. In Diskin, he brought a Kvutza book and comes out to Diskin. Diskin was an orphanage home. And the, what can you do there? It was terrible right there. Whoever was at Diskin, he lost type Sahila right there. He came down to the lunchroom and he had those rubber, those plastic plates, which were safe for 20 years of all the Eichel for 20 years. Comes out, and he ate that, had all the taste of 20 years of Eichel in that. He lost mums at the whole type Sahila. Then, you know, Diskin, I don't know why it was, they used to have these toilets. These squat jobs, you know, these telephone pits right there. So when it came to the yeshiva, so the American book, and they saw that, it says, Rebbe, we're going straight back to America. We're not staying here. They're not used to such a, you know, such a life right there, not such a thing there. So the kitchen was Mashpia and Rav Rothstein, and there was like seven toilets. Two toilets he put in bowls, these enamel bowls. I don't know why, but only the bowl was in. But the bagel, he didn't screw it on right there. I don't know why. The bagel was in the closet, and then you had to go to the toilet. You had to get a key, get the bagel out, and march through the whole oiler, comes with the bagel to the toilet right there. That was the Seder at Diskin, of only two right there. Ah, cockroaches, bedbugs. Who knows what was in Diskin? Of a Baruch Hashem, you know, the less Gashmi is, the more Seder. People think, that comes out, we need, now it's a whole, it's a competition between yeshivas, you know, you have to have a lot of gashmias, a good breakfast, and this and that. I remember when I came to the mini yeshiva, you know, there was only 16 guys in the mini yeshiva when I came from America. So I came to the mini yeshiva, and I couldn't believe it that time. I was just so used to America. The good old, you know, groceries and everything in America. Here I come here. There was no cans, no nothing. Everything was all like milk was given with a container. Sugar was weighed. Flour was weighed. Everything was weighed. It was unbelievable. So I came there. I wanted to eat. So you know, in mini yeshiva, the music, milk never existed in mini yeshiva. There was no thing as milk in mini yeshiva. There was no thing as eggs in mini yeshiva. I click out. That was breakfast, was bread, jelly, when it comes out of sudden sour milk. That was the whole breakfast. And that was supper, same thing. Lunch was a meatloaf, which was a shayla could eat milk after that meatloaf right there. I think it was both machine. That's really it. And what do we sleep on? We slept on mattresses of straw. We were very small, think of cotton. It was unbelievable. That's how we slept on the yeshiva. Oh, but you should know Klal Gadol. The less Gashmi is, the more Ruchni is. They're saying to each other. People think, American Bucker thinks, they have to have a lot of Gashmi is. You have to be like Baltimore, a five-star hotel. Guy told me, I couldn't believe it when I first heard it. In Baltimore, breakfast, three warm cereals, five cold cereals, five different types of eggs, coffee, cocoa, everything right there. It's unbelievable. White bread, black bread, all kinds of breads right there, everything. There's a shmurti, they're putting some schmaltz and gold for breakfast right there. You want Torah to come out of that yeshiva? Forget about it. You should know comes out, just you live with Tzimtzum, and that's how comes out you have it. The yeshiva, we talk about when we came to Taka Disyan. The Emes, there's no Gashmis over there. But you know, we learned there, the Emes Ba'asmo Datsuma. Just like comes out, he had in his house. You should know comes out, the Emes, we were Zeke. Mizr comes out to be, comes out to the Shiva. His schos, don't evenly pass away. Chazal say, when Rabbeinu Kodesh passed away. There was a whole mindset people should say, don't say Rabbeinu died. So they sent in Bar Kafla to see if Rabbeinu Kodesh died or not. they passed away. And they said, whoever said Koloi me Rabbeinu Meis, Yidke Bechorev, they'll kill him right there. Pkitze, he hurried, he went in, he saw Rabbeinu Akos died. He made Kriya. Bahadil Krare Lekare Meachoyre, he took his Kriya, put it behind his whole thing there. Well, there's a lot of Pshat, what was thing there? Either he didn't want to show people, notify people that Rabbeinu Akos died, or Rabbeinu Praga says to Pshat, what Pshat? You should know Bem is a Godel. When he leaves this world, he does not leave the world. His neshama is mekushet this world. Kozman, all the people which he had a shaykes on this world, he still has a kosher, has a kesher with all these people. Kesher with him. When will come Zam? Bahadi lakare machoy. The next generation that doesn't see him, that doesn't know that Rabbein Hakodesh, Degnavi Soyvel comes out. The Ptira of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Oh, but that door, which had when Hashaykh Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Be'emes, there was Zeicher, comes out that Rabbeinu HaKodesh is together with them. He was together with them and he was Mashpi on them. Yishono comes out the Rosh Yeshiva. His Kirk is together with us. Be'emes, we need a Kirk of Rosh Yeshiva. His Kirk is Messias Nefesh for Torah. I was one time in the Mini Yeshiva and I was speaking of Leiz Yudel Yeshiva. So came an American rabbi here speaking about, what do you say about this Godel and that Godel? He says, Chaim Shmulevich, Goyin Oilam, Rav Nochem Taroka, Eloi Niva. What do you say of Chaim Kirchner Scheinberg? Right? He was the Masmit Shel HaYeshiva. He was saying what's going on. Can you imagine in Mid Yeshiva? You know what Mid Yeshiva was that time? You had the Arroyos. Comes out of Shmuel Chakaver, Rav Malin. Mamish, the giants of Jewry were there. And they were much older than him. And how old was he? It was after his chasnik came to Mir. He was there 6 years. And the Shiva says he was the master of Shalai Shiva. That's when he was like him. His mother, the Simcha's son, says he never saw his father lying down lunchtime. That's what Simcha says. This is his father lunchtime. And Shabbos. I mean, like you could imagine Shabbos. He didn't speak any besides this. Nothing. Achutz Torah and Tefillah. He didn't say anything on Shabbat. He didn't speak. Right? Even with Simcha, the Shababnik, right, the Shovav. You know, Simcha was a little bit wild right there. So I had to come there and I see that Simcha, you know, going wild with his sisters. Right? And Rashiva, he doesn't talk. he didn't say anything. He said the whole Shabbat sitting, comes in, going to Torah. Nowadays, you look at the Yeshiva Bochum right there. Yes, a good chonk, because what do you expect them to sit and learn right there? Forget about it right there. They said, Kiss, I'm Asian Minat Torah. I said, Hiya. After such a good chonk, you get up a minchah, that's pretty good right there. But the Eretz Roshiva comes out, was going oilam. That's what you have to know. His tremendous Otzon for Torah. His Otzon for Torah, that's what made him big. Made him come out big. And he was Zeicher Mamish, unbelievable. I'm telling you, as you know, the man was showing on him Ruach HaKodesh. Unbelievable. He had Ruach HaKodesh. I can tell you books, I don't know why they don't put it out. The people that slept with him comes out on his Ruach HaKodesh of the Shiva. How is it? They say there's no Ruach HaKodesh, no this. Of the Shiva comes out, like, because of the Kirch of Ruchnias of Torah, he was there, comes out, comes a tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. And this Kirch of Ruach HaKodesh, you should know that boy sign. There's a lot of bochum in this beis comes out, which comes that they feel they're not muksha, they're not capable of steiging learning Torah. That's bamish. It's a tzas yetzahara. The yetzahara knocks in here. It comes that you won't make it. But bamish comes that we have to know. Our tafkid boy loma is. We have to go. You see, it comes out. Go. We have to go through shas. Baal Yerushalmi. It comes out. And when he was young, before he got married, he was already, he comes down, he went through shas right there. Atkirikah. And he can redo it. Come, the Yishanel comes down, we can do it. That's the way it is. In the Mid Yeshiva, that's what I'm telling you. Some people hold, I look at the Yeshiva, and I say, they ask him, how much did you learn this man? How much did you learn this man? 5 blood, 10 blood, 15 blood. A Zman, a winter's man, a summer's man, a Shem Yerachem right there. Unbelievable. In the Mir, it never comes out, never existed. Every Zman, they learned the whole Masechta from cover to cover. Baba Basra was a winter's man, which had 6 months, and comes out there, you learn from cover to cover. At the end of the man, before, right after Bapurim, the Rashi was break up the whole yeshiva on the whole Baba Basra. That's what you have to do. I mean, no monkey business right there. This is no thing there. We gotta come down, we gotta go. And that's the only way. If it comes down, if you can be Zecha, you'll be happy. When you're 10, 15, Bab Gemara, comes down, it's Hashem Yerachim, it's Bamish, it's a tragedy of come down. So Bamish, what you need comes down to a Shiva. The Shiva comes down with his Koyach. And Bamish, you should know, it will go, it will follow in his footsteps. And comes down, what we do comes down to the Zerotzen Hashem. Comes down to the Benishim, help us right there. Comes out, he says, Koyach is a big Koyach. We'll help him, and he'll help us right there. Comes out, we'll help him. We should be, comes out, the Hocha Kaimdan. We'll be Malim, Moisel, Gan Eden, step after step, higher after higher. And he'll come to help us with tremendous Ruchnias, tremendous Yazid Ishmael, who becomes that help us right there. You should know that that when he built Takatoyda Oret, it wasn't easy. And you know, usually you have a Rosh Yeshiva, which comes out, you have a going in Toyda, a going in Psakaloche, right? It's unbelievable. I mean, the people think, you know, Rosh Yeshiva has Yeshiva and Mishnah Buddha. I spoke to people, Amkus, had Toyda was in his Mishnah Buddha. Unbelievable. He had big guys there. The crone and everything, and Tree Shali and everything, but Mamish Muhammad went on every Kucha Shalgur of the Mishnah Buddha, at Kerekach. And that's how he learned Mishnah Buddha. Unbelievable. As a Mishnah Buddha. Unbelievable. I said, that's why. The Tzaddik said, because he had tremendous Mamish Messias Nefesh comes out for Taita. And that's what we have to have. And yet, and to support the yeshiva, right? How do you support the yeshiva? Speak this yourself up, I will tell you. It's not easy. Sometimes you have a big fish, and sometimes these big fish are no good, right? My brother, younger brother, he works, comes out for Bais Laplatis. He's a menial in Bais Laplatis, this and that. So one time when he started working, he told me, he wanted to know how the tricks of the trade. How do you make money right there? How do you make money? Sure, I'll tell you something. How do you make money? Okay, how do you make money? So he heard that the Ponovich Adov, he doesn't take no cabs. His money yeshiva, only goes by Eged. So he heard that the Panovich Shalom was going to be in business in the Chasana. So he decided he hired a car. He went to Bnei Brak, and when he came to the Chasana, he said to the Panovich Shalom, maybe you have to go someplace. Oh, you're sure, I have a car, come with me. He wanted to go, so he wanted to speak to the Panovich Shalom. As he's driving to Panovich Shalom, he says, who is the biggest money maker in Eretz Yisrael? He said, you're the biggest money maker in Eretz Yisrael. He said, nah. Menachem Polish, he's the biggest money maker. He says, and what are you? I'll tell you, it's between me and Menachem Polish. In making money, it's called Yesh Mi Yesh and Yesh Mi Ayin. Right? Yesh Mi Yesh is a lot of Gvidim, which everyone knows them, in Borough Park, in Lakewood, they can, yeah, so how much you make? $5, $10, $50, that's it. That's nothing. You can't support a shit with that. But it's Yesh Mi Ayin. No one knows them right there. Oh, he said, Menachem Polish is Yesh Mi Ayin. I'm Yesh Mi Yesh. Right? That's how he made money. And the Shivitz comes out, he was Yesh Mi Ayin. And even though he's Mavaz himself, Mamas, I'm him, you can say, Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Shebizi Atzmal Divrei Torah. He's Mamas Vazal Al Divrei Torah. How many people, how many enemies he had, comes out for the people. But at the end, he comes out, they loved him right there. One time he used to go, comes out to Hashanah Rabbah, he used to go to the Kosel. Davening by the Mesikah for the Kosel, right, and Chase was the Gabbai. So it was an American guy there, a guy which had money. So the kid said, he came to the Aliyah, and so Shiva says to Chase, give this American guy an Aliyah, Seder. If he gave him Aliyah, so Shiva says to him, make him a Mishabedach. Make him a Mishabedach, right? All right, how much he eaten? So yes, how much? $50,000 right there. The guy was afraid to say, Rashiva, I want to give some money, but not that type of money right there. Right there. She says, you won't come out of here alive unless you give your pledge $50,000. And at the end, the tackle wasn't easy, but he comes out, he gave $50,000 right there. I'm telling you, a lot of people, that's how he comes, he supported Yeshiva. It's unbelievable, isn't it? He didn't care about his busha, his klima, this, people don't care about him. His nefesh comes up for Torah, and for making Torah, that's why he was there, comes and built up Bamosha Yeshiva, you know, Torah, and his Bosh and Bokhim, Tamid Chacham, Muflogim, and his closest comes out, it's all because he is supporting Torah. You should know, comes, he saw Applebaum, comes out, it's not easy to hold, comes and support a Yeshiva right there. And you have to suffer this and that, right? Overcomes that, but you have to know you need a tremendous Messias Nefesh. With Bizyonis, and that's how you're supporting Taitan. We hope comes out the Reshiva. He comes out, since Giyidua, that members his Neshama, is still amongst us. It still comes out like the swarm say, Im Yitzem, after the next generation, they're not going to know the Reshiva. Overcomes out, all the people who have Epis Ashaikas with the Reshiva. Well, comes up, Bemis Bizoicha comes out a lot. And we need the help from Rosh Hashiva. We need the help from Rosh Hashiva. You should know that boy saying, all you guys there, don't think comes out you're incapable. You comes out, members, you have members, tremendous kirkas. Tremendous kirkas comes out to stagger away in Torah. If you only have your Messias Neves, but you have to know you need Messias Neves. Means, comes out less sleeping, comes out this and that, and this was a good item. What was Gdolim? Gdolim was they used to sleep 24 hours or 8 hours a night. Hashem and Achim never existed. They slept, comes out to 2, 3 hours a night, and that was it. And Shino comes out this, I can't go into it. It's called the secret of sleep. How do you sleep less? You don't need 8 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep. You can need 2, 3 hours of sleep, but you'll be zecha right there if you know how to do it. Of Vemis, you should know, if we devote our Torah, I'll trade it for this. Like when I was in Cleveland, in Pels, there was the best Balkan yeshiva in Cleveland was Morka Weinberg, the best thing there. He was a person, he slept 7 hours every night, but the whole day he was mamish, from morning till night, one mamash, one comes on constant trader. That's what you have to be. Bemis comes out, the bunch of them does help us. The school of Vashivo, which is Bemis, is going oilam. His chutz b'shamayim is tremendous, and he has tremendous kaiches. If we'll follow him in his footsteps, we'll stagger away, comes out, he'll give us kaiches. Come, we can stagger away. Don't think you can't do it. You can do it. Comes out, then you can do it. And you'll see tremendous hatzlocha. Come, tremendous hatzlocha. All the gedolim. How did they become gedolim? They came gedolim through only Messias Nevesh. And that was Rosh Hashiva. Comes up with tremendous Messias Nevesh right there. That's who was Zecha. The Baruch Hashem help us. There comes out that we should be Zecha Taka, the schus of Hashiva comes out. But what can we say? His kayak is good. He comes out. It should be Achim Bes Bay. The Bemis, we should shed a tear. Comes of Hashiva that he left us. Overcomes that, but his kayak is still amongst us, and he can continue to help us. The Baruch Hashem help us. We should be Zecha Taka. Ubilam Moves Lanetzach. Omor Hashem Kim Dimo Mi'al Kaponim Benoyim Amen.